Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
We now live in a world where, especially if you are young on a college campus, anti-Semitism is at a level we have never seen before in my lifetime. We are witnessing now Jewish people be chased in airports, surrounded by people, mocked by people. It is one of the most disgusting things I have ever seen. We have anti-Israel rhetoric that is at an all-time high and popular on social media, which again is unbelievably disgusting. And yet we have a left that is refusing to denounce it. We have members of Congress now that are openly proud of being anti-Israel. We have members of Congress that are saying they refuse to call out actual terrorists because those terrorists, in their mind, I guess, are doing good things because they're killing Jewish people. We also have another problem, and that is Iran. We have members of Congress now that clearly support Iran. And if I sound animated, it is because I am. I'm incredibly frustrated by what I'm witnessing and what I am seeing in America. In this country. Let me give you another headline for you so you understand what it's like to be Jewish in America on universities today. Cornell University. Police now on the scene after Jewish students violently threatened. Police were dispatched to a building housing a kosher dining hall at Cornell University after Jewish students received violent threats on an online forum. Community threat. City of Ithaca, the Cornell University Police Department is investigating posts located on a website that contains threats of violence directed at religious groups across the campus because they are Jewish. The alert went on to say the locations were intentionally selected because of the perpetrator's bias, omitting mention of specific threats to attack the kosher dining room and shoot all you pig Jews. That is what the threat said. Now, I'm going to say that again because people need to understand it. You need to understand what these anti-Semites are saying and doing. The media won't tell you this. The threat was to a kosher dining room that we are going to shoot all you pig Jews. The investigation is continuing, the police say. They say anyone with information is asked to contact the Cornell University Police Safety Communications Center. Cornell University Police urge the community to immediately report any suspected criminal activity they see by dialing 911. The Cornell University in Ithaca, New York, said the FBI has been investigating the incident as a possible hate crime. The Cornell Daily Sun reporting this morning that students were alerted when violent posts appeared on an online forum from a user named Hamas Soldier with threats to bring an assault rifle to campus and shoot all you pig Jews. If you see, quote unquote, a pig male Jew, I will stab you and slit your throat. The post went on to read. I'm not reading this to shock you. I'm reading this so you understand what's now happening. This is happening because innocent men, women, children were taken, were beaten, were murdered, were raped, and the infant children heads were sawed off. And instead of there being a denouncement of that, around the world, we are watching and witnessing people who are being persecuted. Another post pledged to bomb a Jewish house in retaliation for the murder of 500 martyrs. The Israeli Times reporting it this way. The Cornell Police Department says it is investigating posts located on a website that contain threats of violence directed at religious groups across the campus. Cornell President Martha Pollack sent a statement to students saying that, quote, "We will not tolerate anti-Semitism at Cornell." I give her credit. At least she's saying that. The incident comes days after anti-Israel graffiti was discovered on the campus of Cornell and amid an alarming uptick in anti-Semitic attacks on U.S. campuses fueled by the Israel-Hamas war. Since the horrific terrorist attack on Israel, remember, the Israelis were attacked. And this is what's happening since then. The Israelis were attacked by a terrorist organization, Hamas. Hamas, who's backed by Iran. I'm going to tell you what Netanyahu had to say about their funding in a moment. But an attack that was their 9/11 left 1,400 Israelis, mostly civilians, dead. Anti-Semitic protests and incidents have erupted all across the country and the world. One horrific protest in particular occurred in front of the Sydney Opera House in Australia. This is why, again, why is the media not covering this and exposing these people? This Sydney Opera House, the Sydney famous Opera House in Australia. Do you want to know what the people were chanting there? And again, the media's not telling you about this, right? Because they just want to act like it doesn't really happen. The people there were chanting, "Gas the Jews," while waving Palestinian flags. There's an uncut version that I'm going to play, and I want you to listen carefully. Diaz, my producer, and I did the best we could to edit this for you. And I want you to hear what they're saying at the Sydney Opera House. Gas the Jews. Gas the Jews. Gas the Jews. And then what do they chant after they chanted "Gas the Jews"? Listen carefully. "Gas the Jews. Gas the Jews." Then they chanted "Allah Akbar." After things got riled up, they changed "Gas the Jews" to "Blank the Jews." Blank the Jews. The F word. Then they went back to "Gas the Jews. Gas the Jews." And then they went back to "Allah Akbar." All right, let me tell you real quick about an amazing company called Patriot Mobile. For 10 years, they have been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. And when I say only, trust me, they're the only one. Glenn and the team have been great supporters of this show, which is why I'm proud to partner with Patriot Mobile. They offer you dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the leftist agenda. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, Second Amendment, and our military, our veterans, and first responder heroes. They have a 100% U.S.-based customer service team, making switching easy. You get to keep your same cell phone number, keep your same phone that you have right now, keep your same phone, or upgrade to a new one. And their team will help you find the best plan for your needs and save you real money. You got a small business? They can cover all that as well. All you need to do is go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or call them 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation when you use the promo code Ferguson. Join me and make the switch today and protect our values and stand for them with every phone call. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or 972-PATRIOT.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is what happens when you allow too many people to come into your country that do not believe in the values of your nation. We have allowed in this country and around the world far too many Muslim extremists, and these are them who are saying, gas the Jews, blank the Jews, and chanting Allah Akbar. And if you said that before right now, right, 5 years ago, 4 years ago, 3 years ago, they'd say, oh, You are a racist. You are a bigot. You can't say that. That's something you're not allowed to tell people. This is where we are. You got to ask yourself the question now, who's funding it? So let's talk about the people that are organizing and funding these anti-Semitic rallies where they chant gas the Jews. There's a new report out that the groups behind the pro-Hamas protests are being funded by none other than Democratic mega donor, the same guy that keeps the Democratic Party alive, George Soros. We now know from this report that George Soros has funneled over $15 million to pro-Hamas groups behind the terror-sympathizing protests following the October 7th attack on Israel. The far-left billionaire, grant-making network, the Open Society Foundation, distributed $13.7 million through Tides Center, a deep-pocketed lefty advocacy group that sponsored several nonprofits who've justified Hamas's barbaric attack. A New York Post review of the foundation records now reveal. Beneficiaries of the Tides Center include the Adala Justice Project, which posted an image to Instagram of a bulldozer tearing part of Israel's border fence down on the day Hamas terrorists carried out the massacre of over 1,400 Israelis. Their picture reads this way. Israeli colonizers believe they could indefinitely trap 2 million people in an open-air prison. No cage goes unchallenged. Justify the attack on Israel. Who's paying for that? George Soros. Below the picture, they continue by reading this. A reminder that the Israeli regime has waged 70-plus years of war on Palestinians and has entrapped Palestinians in Gaza with a suffocating siege for 17 years. The natural reaction to colonization and oppression is resistance, totally justifying the sawing off of infant children heads. The project, based out of Illinois, advertises being a, quote, Palestinian-led advocacy organization based in the U.S. that builds cross-movement coalition to achieve collective liberation. Our work, quote, unquote, is rooted in the conviction that drawing the linkages between U.S. policy abroad and repressive state practices at home is crucial to shifting the balance of power, their website states. Now, again, they're saying this in their own words on their own website. You would think that somebody in the media would actually, I don't know, report the damn story. No. The activist group occupied U.S. Representative Ro Khanna's office in October on the 20th after he refused to sign a resolution calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. So they're not just anarchists, right? They're insurrectionists, if we use the media's favorite words from January, whatever the date was, 7th, 6th, whatever it was. On Friday, October the 20th, the Justice Project and young organizers confronted Democratic Senator Ro Khanna about his unwillingness to save innocent lives in Gaza and sign the ceasefire resolution. What did they do? They took George Soros money and they went into his office and raided his office. It's the best way I could describe it. The members also co-sponsored the big rally in New York City's Bryant Park that same day, where hostile demonstrators spewed anti-Semitic chants and displayed a sign reading, "I do not condemn Hamas." Again, George Soros paying for the ink and the signage that reads, "I do not condemn Hamas." Open Society Foundation also awarded $1.5 million to Adala's founding nonprofit, the Legal Center for Arab Minority Rights in Israel. But as of the publication revealed, only $800,000 of it was received before they cut ties with the American organization in 2018. Adala, the Legal Center for the Arab Minority Rights in Israel spokesman, Ari Remez, said Open Society Foundations, quote, has been generously supporting our work on defending the human rights of Palestinians under Israeli control for many years, and we are grateful for their immense contribution to this effort. Soros also, and again, notice how no one in the media is telling you this. Not hard to connect these dots, folks. It's very easy. Soros also contributed $30,000 in 2020 to the New York City South Asian immigrant group, Decease Rising Up, and moving another co-sponsor of Bryant Park protests where 139 people were arrested. You have to understand, this is funding anti-Semitism hate, which turns into terrorism. Soros' foundation also doled out $60,000 in 2018 to the Arab American Association of New York, a group co-founded by leftist anti-Israeli activist Linda Sausauer, that organized the October the 21st, quote, "Flood Brooklyn for Palestine" protest in Brooklyn, where protesters reportedly called for the eradication of Israel and held a sign of the Israeli flag in a trash basket that read, "Please keep the world clean," calling for the extermination of all Jews. George Soros doled out $60,000. Other Soros-backed Hamas sympathizing groups include Jewish Voice for Peace, and If Not Now, which were given $650,000 and $400,000 respectively. I give you this intel. Please spread it everywhere. Both groups were also co-sponsors of the Bryant Park rally, and both had members who were among the insurrectionists occupying the U.S. Capitol on October the 18th, which, of course, no investigation. No one's really going to get arrested. They will not treat them like terrorists from 9/11 like they did January 6th. Jewish Voice for Peace also participated in occupation of Representative Khanna's office as well and claimed that, quote, "Israeli apartheid and occupation and United States complicity in that oppression are the sources of all this violence, justifying the raping and sawing the heads off of infant children." Soros, a Hungarian-American Jew and Holocaust survivor, has a reported net worth of $6.7 billion, according to Forbes. The magazine reported that the progressive philanthropist has distributed more than $15 billion to nonprofits through his Open Society Foundations, which he founded in 1993. How hard is it for ABC, NBC, and CBS to report on this? Is it really that hard, folks? Is it honestly that hard to report this information? yesterday I was sitting down with an individual who is Jewish, and I was like, hey, man, how are you? And I honestly said it as in a good to see you, just normal conversation. And his response was something to the effect of, I'm exhausted, and I'm tired of being scared. And I honestly didn't realize that he was Jewish. And immediately when he said that, I knew exactly what he meant. If you're Jewish and you're reading this and you're seeing it and you're witnessing it, there was a plane, for example, that flew into an airport and people found out that it was filled with people that were Israeli. And they started rushing the plane and surrounding some of the people that were Jewish and saying some of the most horrific things at them, like, gas the Jews. Imagine being Jewish and watching this right now, because it wasn't that long ago that if you were Jewish, you were to be exterminated, and they were doing it by the millions. Whether it's Cornell University, whether it's Times Square, whether it's Bryant Park, whether it's the famous opera house in Australia, whether it's what's been happening in London. Did you see what's been happening in London or in Paris? Jewish security groups have come out warning this weekend of an alarming rise in anti-Semitic incidents on college campuses in America. College campuses, quote, in the United States have experienced an alarming rise in anti-Semitic incidents as pro-Palestinian protests demonstrate against Israel in response to the terrorists' unprecedented terror attack on the Jewish state. So we're going to have protests against Jews after the Jews are attacked. This is no different than after 9/11 in Iran, where they celebrated, and in the Middle East, they celebrated the falling of the Twin Towers and the attack on this country and the Pentagon. They celebrated it. They gathered around the world and celebrated it. Since the Hamas attack, Secure Community Network has logged 94 incident reports on college campuses. 15% of the 614 incidents that is logged across the country this month alone. In October of 2023, it's on track to register more anti-Semitic incidences, planned incidences, than any month ever recorded since the group started in 2004. Some of these incidents have received significant attention, such as the events at Cooper Union in New York City last week, when a protest claiming support for Palestine surrounded the school library and pounded on its glass windows, chanting while a small group of Jewish students watched from inside. All right, let me tell you real quick about an amazing company called Patriot Mobile. For 10 years, they have been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. And when I say only, trust me, they're the only one. Glenn and the team have been great supporters of this show, which is why I'm proud to partner with Patriot Mobile. They offer you dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the leftist agenda. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, Second Amendment, and our military, our veterans, and first responder heroes. They have a 100% U.S.-based customer service team, making switching easy. You get to keep your same cell phone number, keep your same phone that you have right now, keep your same phone, or upgrade to a new one. And their team will help you find the best plan for your needs and save you real money. You got a small business? They can cover all that as well. All you need to do is go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or call them 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation when you use the promo code Ferguson. Join me and make the switch today and protect our values and stand for them with every phone call. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or 972-PATRIOT.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The CEO, Michael Masters, said in a statement, quote, "The rise in incidents on our college campuses exposes the utterly insignificant response by a disturbing number of educational institutions in response to vocal support for foreign terrorist groups and rank anti-Semitism." Let's just go back to what happened at this university. You may not have seen this, okay? So this happened in New York City, at Cooper Union in New York City last week. You had protesters there who want to kill Jews, all right, demanding what they refer to an end to the genocide of the Palestinians, they call it, and the killing of Jews, who were outside doing their protests. And then there were Jewish students inside in the library. They then went inside chanting and banging on the glass and on the doors surrounding these, look like 5, 6, 7 Jewish students, looking like they wanted to murder them for one reason and one reason only, because they were Jewish. Those students who are out there with these signs that say stop the genocide in Gaza, those students who are banging on the windows and surrounding these small group of Jewish students, who, by the way, would lose in a battle because there were so few of them and so many of these Hamas, pro-Hamas, pro-terrorist students. Every student that was there should be immediately kicked out of that school. Like, immediately. If you're out there chanting gas to Jews, you should be immediately kicked out of that school. They're not, by the way. Following the attack, by the way, student groups at colleges across the U.S., namely Harvard University, have expressed support for the Palestinians and even went as far as to suggest Israel, quote, was to blame for the assault that killed 1,400 innocent Jews and left 4,500 innocent Jews injured. Harvard response was disgusting to student groups with anti-Israel sentiments and defended their freedom of expression despite its lackluster support for free speech on its own campus. That's Harvard, folks. Now, I will say this right now, and I mean it. As a father of three children, there is no chance in hell that I would give a single dime of my money to send my kid to a Ivy League school based on what I've just seen from all of them because of the anti-Semitism on college campuses. Just because the left values a Harvard degree does not mean that we as Americans should. Some college donors, including the Wexner Foundation and private equity titan Mark Rowan, announced they would cease financial support for Harvard and University of Pennsylvania due to their inadequate condemnation of the terror attacks on Israel, saying, quote, "We are stunned and sickened at the dismal failure of Harvard's leadership to take a clear and unequivocal stand against the barbaric murders of innocent Israeli citizens by terrorists last Saturday, the Sabbath, and a festival day." The Wexner Foundation said in a letter, "Since then, many of our Israeli fellows no longer feel marginalized at Harvard Kennedy School. They feel abandoned. Our core values and those of Harvard no longer align. The Harvard Kennedy School is no longer a place where Israeli leaders can go to develop the necessary skills to address the very real political and social challenges that they face." The foundation concluded by saying it would cut its financial and program relationships immediately. This is now where we are. And this is not happening over in Israel or Hamas or in the Middle East. This is happening in the United States of America, and it's being funded by George Soros. I want you to really think about that. This is being funded by George Soros. Let me just say one other thing, and my producer is yelling in my ear, and he's absolutely right. I want to say this. Final thought on this is this. You need to tell your kids how important Israel is. You need to talk to your kids about what anti-Semitism is so they understand it in case they're being indoctrinated with it at their schools, because we've seen reports of that. You need to explain to them and not shelter them from this. You need to make sure that your children understand if you support and defend Israel, why. They need to understand what it looks like when you are a horrible human being that wants to exterminate a group of people. Please share the stories that I shared with you today. Share them. Share them, because if you don't, the media will continue to cover this up and people will not realize just how bad it's gotten for Jewish people in America.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year, or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extrahelp.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com.